From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, December 16th. The investigation into the gunman who shot two children at the Feather River Adventist School last week has revealed he previously visited a school in Chico. According to the Butte County Sheriff's Office, Glenn Litton visited Chico Oaks Adventist School in June 6 months ago. He had discussed enrolling a student at the school. He also discussed enrollment with the principal of Feather River Adventist School before the shooting. Officials say Lynn had also scheduled a tour at the Red Bluff Seventh-day Adventist School for December 5th using the alias Michael Sanders. The two children who were shot, Elias Wolford and Roman Mendez, remain in critical condition. According to the most recent update from Wolford's family members, he may not regain the ability to walk due to the injuries he sustained. In other news, this holiday season, North State wildfire survivors have something extra to celebrate. A bill signed into law recently by President Joe Biden is expected to return millions of dollars of income tax that survivors paid on settlement funds. NSPR's Ava Norgrove has the details.
Good cheer and excitement are not what most expect at a tax accountant's office. But that's the mood at Sherritt Bookkeeping and Tax in Paradise. John Necht is the owner.
We had our phones ringing off the hook Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They've toned down a little bit, but there has been tremendous leaps of joy. And these people are excited to know that the Senate finally did what was right.
The Senate recently passed the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act after years of revisions. The bill reimburses people who made income tax payments on wildfire settlements for disasters that happened after 2014. Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who represents Paradise and a wide swath of Northern California, helped champion the bill. He estimates that some $512 million in taxes could be returned to survivors. His legislative director, John Veal, hopes this helps communities ravaged by wildfire, like Paradise, rebuild.
We certainly hope that for people who maybe haven't fully rebuilt yet or were holding off, we'll be able to use this money to kind of plus up whatever plans they already had for rebuilding.
Rebuilding on the ridge where the campfire burned has been slow. Community leaders say that's in part because many survivors didn't know if they'd ever see the full amount of their settlement payments. Meanwhile, Necht is waiting on the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, for instructions on how to request refunds for his clients.
So everyone's going to have to be patient, and it will hopefully be Christmas in July.
That's when he expects people could see their money. An IRS spokesperson says they're not sure what the timeline looks like just yet. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
And some intersections in Chico could soon be under surveillance. The city's police department is looking for direction from the city council tomorrow on how to move forward with initiating a camera program. Last year, Edward TJ from transportation technology company Vera Mobility told the council traffic cameras reduce violations.
Once you start putting in certain areas where you have photo enforcement, a lot of people don't know exactly what intersection it's in or which direction of travel you're looking at, so people just pay a little more attention and you start to see a reduction throughout the city.
Chico's police department is now looking to begin working with vendors for the traffic light camera program and seeking input from the council on how to initiate it. The Public Works Engineering Department told NSPR that specific locations for any potential cameras have not been decided yet. The council meeting begins at 6 in the evening and is open to the public. And finally, the North Valley Community Foundation is currently conducting two important fundraising campaigns. According to David Little, the executive vice president of the NVCF, a fund for the victims of the Feather River Adventist school shooting has raised $49,270 in just 7 days. NVCF also organized a fundraiser immediately after the Bidwell Mansion fire. David Little said that the Tri-Counties Bank jump-started the effort with an initial donation of $50,000. Almost $9,000 more has been donated by community members to support the next phase of Bidwell Mansion's legacy. Decisions about the future of the site have not been made and will be determined by California State Parks. NVCF has been instrumental in providing relief to wildfire victims and supporting local causes since 1996. The NVCF is also a financial supporter of NSPR. It does not oversee our news production or programming. And those were your headlines for Monday, December 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you could head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.